Well, good afternoon, my kings and queens, and welcome to the Daily Dose. I am your host and your life coach, Gina Cherie. I've been absent for 11 days, you guys. I was battling a throat infection, which took my voice, and I am now able to speak. I don't fully sound myself, but I'm happy to be back with you. So today we're going to keep it short and sweet because I don't know how long my voice is going to allow me to be on the mic without having to pause and cough. But I want to just encourage you, like we always do when we're facing some hard times, some difficult times, or where we feel we're not where we're supposed to be in life and we're still striving, or when we're trying to make some changes to better our lives and we're trying to figure out how we are going to accomplish that. I know life is lifing and we have responsibilities. We have families, children, and things of that nature. But we still need to find a way to better ourselves, advance our careers, and things like that. So I just want to encourage you guys. And like always, you guys know things that I go through, things that I may be facing or have already faced, I like to share and use them as life examples. And especially for people around me that have actually talked to me about these things. So if you guys listen to a previous show and you think, oh, she's already spoken about that. Yeah, some things are very repetitive, but I feel like as long as it's a learning situation and it's something that's going to help us grow, then I will continue putting those things out. So let's jump right into this thing on this encouragement. Like I said, I'll hold you guys for about 10 minutes of your time, and then we'll let you guys get on with the rest of your day. But I just want to give you guys some encouragement. And sometimes things don't make that much sense. And when they are circling around in your brain, and when you're thinking of something over and over until you have created a whole situation, which I think most of us do, that may not exist or even happen. It isn't until you speak about it or write it all down that your emotions become clear. Stop overthinking and stop convincing yourself that there is no one who will listen to your thoughts or your needs or what's going on inside of your head. Chances are someone is experiencing the exact same feeling as you are. And overthinking is a vicious cycle that is hard to break. So speak up and try to recognize when you are overthinking. Reach out to a friend or a family member and share what's on your mind. You'll find strength in sharing in the things that you're worrying about and comfort in the fact that you are not alone. Because most of us think when we're going through a situation that we are by ourselves. And then I also want you to remember that embrace the hard times, because will be the times in your life where everything aligns to what you truly desire, and success will shine through. But it's going to be a challenge before you get there. You're going to want to give up millions of meals in time, but I hope you never stop trying just because it gets hard. I want you to embrace the hard, and soon enough success will come to you, and you'll be happy that you never gave up on your goals and what you want to accomplish. And when you start to feel like things should have been better this year, remember that the mountains and valleys that got you there, they are not accidents, and those moments were not in vain. You're not the same, and you have grown, and you are growing, and you are breathing, and you are living, and you are wrapped in endless, boundless grace, and things will get better. There is more to you than yesterday. So no matter what happens, no matter how far you seem to be away from where you want to be, never stop believing that you will somehow make it. Have a belief that things will work out, and the thing that on the long run has a purpose, and that the things that you desire may not happen today, tomorrow, but they will happen. Continue to persevere, continue to believe, continue to lean on God, and to continue to pray for the things that you want. What you think and and what you feel is the actions that are going to follow. I want you to never forget how far you've come, everything you have gotten through at all time, and the way that you pushed on, and even when you felt you couldn't do things in the, when you get out of the bed or in the mornings or any day, no matter how hard it was, the times you wanted to give up, but you got through another day. Never forget how much strength you have and the what you developed along the way. Life is way too short. We spend so much time sweating small stuff, worrying about things, complaining about things. Sometimes we gossip, compare, we wish, we want, and we're waiting for something bigger and better instead of focusing on all the things and all the blessings that surround us every day. Life is so fragile, and it takes just one single moment to change everything that we take for granted. So I want you to focus on what's important and be grateful for the blessings that's already come your way. And I want you to believe that you deserve more, and live your life with no regrets and strive to be the best versions of yourselves. So that is the encouragement for you today. I'm so happy I got through it without coughing. But you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Like I told you, it was going to be short and sweet, but I want to just send out a day of encouragement on this Tuesday. So you guys take care and make this a domino effect. Remember, if it's not for you, make this a domino effect and pass it along to someone that may need it. And to remember to always love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage someone. Thank you for tuning in to the Daily Dose and spending your time with me. I will see you guys right back here. Let's check in on Thursday. So we're going to continue with our Thursday and our Saturdays, you guys. Remember to listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and on Pandora. And I'm also working on some things in the back end, so I'll keep you guys updated with that as well. So until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday and stay blessed. This is your life coach and your host, Gina Shearer.